Hello, my name is John Farnham and I'm here today to introduce you to the Goal Members area of the ADI Masterclass website.
Gold Circle is designed for those instructors who are serious about wanting to improve their skills, improve their
standards check grade,
and indeed improve all other aspects of their business and their service. Now, at this point, you might be thinking that everyone wishes to do better. And indeed, it's probably true that most driving instructors would like to charge higher rates, perhaps work a more regular working week, and take evenings and weekends off. But the difference between you, if you're interested in becoming a Gold Circle member, and the average ADI on the street, is the way that you think, the attitude you have towards a job, and customer service, and your belief in yourself. Now, you've probably encountered one of those test centre conversations where instructors sit around and chat, and it's not long before somebody will say,
"The DVSA should do something about it. Somebody should do something about it."
What they actually mean is, "I'm short of business, I'm not happy with my job, and I want to find somebody else to blame rather than myself." Well, I've got news for you. There's still plenty of business out there. There are still as many people learning to drive as ever there were. Let's think about that for a moment. If there are lots of instructors in your area and lots of competition, but all those guys are only working 10 hours a week, it stands to reason that lots of people are learning to drive. All you need to do to add to your 10 hours a week is to put three other instructors out of business. I've no desire to see people go out of business. I really want everybody to succeed. But let's face it, life isn't fair, the world isn't fair, and business certainly isn't fair. What I'm interested in is survival of the fittest, and I want
you, as a Gold Circle member, to be one of the fittest that there are.
So, how do you go about getting fit? Well, the answer's simple. It's important to remember that many of the doom and gloom stories that you hear in test centres,
on forums and social media,
in industry magazines, are told by people who mean well, who are doing their absolute best, but the skills that they have are just not up to the job. They're out there working with only half a toolkit. To understand this a little bit more, it might be useful to think of a fairly common learning model. The model that takes us from unconscious incompetence through conscious incompetence along to conscious competence and finally till we achieve a state of unconscious competence. In the next section, I'll explain each one of these steps in more detail. Unconscious incompetence. At the level of unconscious incompetence, we don't have a skill. Not only do we not have a skill, we're not even aware of the fact that we don't have a skill. We don't even understand that the skill actually exists. This is the level that many driving instructors are at when it comes to business skills and more advanced training skills such as coaching or in-depth use of question and answer technique. These instructors can't yet imagine that they could offer a better service, earn more money, or gain better job satisfaction. I sometimes get earnestly written emails explaining to me how it's all well and good me talking about doing better, earning more money, working fewer hours, but that it's impossible in their area. Now, this confuses me a little. Because while they genuinely believe that it's impossible to increase business or charge higher prices, there are other people in the same area who are charging higher rates and who are doing more business. Another common excuse would be, well, it's okay for big companies like BSM to charge more. They've got National Advertising, or the AA, such like companies. My question to them is, what the hell do you want National Advertising for? If you live in London, it's not much use getting enquiries from Inverness. Likewise, often the big companies do not have the best instructors. They don't offer the best service. So it's easy for you to compete at, on a more specialist level, on a, at an even higher rate, but only if you have the skills and the knowledge to know how to promote yourself in your area. For the unconsciously incompetent, that is, the instructors who don't have the business skills and don't have the training skills for whatever reason, either because they're lazy, because they just don't understand, there can be lots of reasons why people find themselves in that trap, but for those guys, at best, they're going to bumble along with an average business with possibly average or below average prices. At worst, as competition gets tougher, as more white collar workers, more managerial people tempted towards our industry in times of recession, at worst, these guys are going to end up on the scrap heap and fighting for jobs down at the local supermarket, stacking shelves or whatever. I don't want this to happen to anybody's business, and I certainly don't want it to happen to smart driving members. Now, the next level of competence is conscious incompetence. At this level, someone knows that a skill exists. They might have seen other people performing a skill, but they've not yet mastered the skill for themselves. And when they try to master the skill, they trip up, they fall over. Unfortunately, many people give up at this stage and never actually get to grips with the thing that they're trying to learn. These again are some of the guys that in the test center conversations will be saying or implying things like, I'm worried about my business and really should do something. But the reality is that instead of changing themselves, they abdicate responsibility in the hope that the world will change around them, that the register should be closed, that it's anybody's problem but their own. Now, at best, these guys will try out an idea once or twice and then give up on it. I recall a situation many years ago when I was working as a driving instructor, one-man driving instructor, and I was moving from London to Sussex to set up a new business. My business was starting to go fairly well, and I was charging good rates. In fact, eventually that business I was charging higher rates than anybody else in the UK. And a lot of my customers were council tenants, and it wasn't particularly that I lived in a rich area, but that's by the by. I was chatting to an instructor in the driving test centre about getting business. I'd built the business by walking door to door, delivering leaflets, taking every opportunity while I was out delivering leaflets to chat to people. I'd set up a stall in a marketplace with my car and handed out leaflets. Basically, though, it was a door-to-door leaflet drop in those days that had built up my business. Now, chatting to this guy who was short of business, he'd been struggling a bit for business, I mentioned, have you tried leaflet drops? You know, are you doing much leafleting? He said, yes, John, I've tried that, but it didn't work. I posted 500 leaflets and I only got one reply, and they didn't book up, so it was a bit of a waste of time. So given this, how come the leaflets worked for me and didn't work to him? Well, the answer to that question's quite simply that I didn't give up. 50,000 leaflets and a lot of shoe leather and conversation with people built me my business. In fact, not only did it build my business, as I've mentioned before, it built my business at high lesson rates. So often, people who get stuck at the conscious incompetence level actually lack belief in themselves and the vision to change their own world, or they lack the staying power that's required. If you want to be successful, you've got to know the skills, you've got to apply the skills, and you've got to get in there and stick with it. Conscious incompetence in business is not a major problem if you're happy to go through life as a passenger. But if you want a little bit more and you want to take away the risk of going out of business completely, you've got to take action. You've got to act, A-C-T, always carry through. Now, the next level of the competence framework is conscious competence. This is where it starts to happen for you. This is where, when you've started to learn the business and marketing skills, when you've started to elevate your training skills, you start to see a difference. But, you know, sometimes this is where you need the most resilience. You've got to work hard to ensure that you keep up your training and your marketing and your sales strategies. You've got to get out of bed every morning and live, breathe and eat the methods that you work to. For some people, this comes fairly quickly. For other people, they have to work 3, 4, 5, 6 months, 2 years, 3 years. But, you know, it pays off in the end. But it's at this point that you've really got to have belief. Belief that you're worthy of success. Belief that you can easily learn the skills required for success. You've got to understand that you need to put something in order to get something out. There's no point sitting in front of, one of the things I often say is that there's no point sitting in front of an empty fireplace saying, give me heat. You've got to do something first. You've got to cut some logs. You've got to light the fire. You've got to put something into the fire. You've got to get input in order to get output. You've got to be prepared to be proud of your service and skill. You've got to be good, and you've got to know you're good. You've got to tell people you're good. And you've got to understand that you have the ability to succeed. So often I hear people say, but what if I can't do it? And, well, there's no room for that kind of thinking. You can do it. And you've got to be clear about what success means to you. What are you trying to achieve and attain? You must keep this at the forefront of your mind. Write it down somewhere. Read it regularly. It might be that you want to work fewer hours. It might be that you want to earn more money. It might be that you just want to be happy in the knowledge that you're doing a good job, and that perhaps money's not the important thing to you. It might be that you want more time with your family. Whatever success means to you, you've got to be very clear and very definite, because that's what will keep you going. When you're getting into that conscious competence stage, when you're honing your skills, that's what will keep you moving forwards. The final level of competence is unconscious competence. Now, we can all improve what we do, and we can all improve our skills in certain areas. But there comes a point with practice and with training, practice and application, where we do things naturally. A simple example of this would be, you perhaps don't remember learning to walk, but you can watch children learning to walk. Initially, a baby has no comprehension of walking. That's the unconscious incompetence. But eventually, after going through the other phases, you find that as an adult now, as a person listening to this, you can probably, assuming that you're able-bodied, you can probably not only walk, but you can walk on grass, you can walk on tarmac, you can walk uphill, downhill, up steps, down steps, on rough ground. In fact, the only time you probably think about walking at all and consciously pay attention to your walking is if you're on a very, very slippery surface, such as oil or ice or something like that. The rest of the time, you've reached an unconscious competence level of walking. And in much the same way that you've learned to do this with walking or with riding a bicycle or driving a motor car, you can learn to do it with your business skills and with your training skills, so that things just come naturally to you, so that somebody has a problem and it's as if the answer to the problem comes by magic. It seems to come from nowhere. Now, this is my aim for myself with certain skills, and certainly for Smart Driving members and Gold Circle members. I want to share with you the ideas that can help you reach levels of competence where you can naturally start to generate ideas for business, generate ideas for training, where you can start getting inspiration and almost magical skills. I suppose it sounds a bit strange to put it that way, but that's what unconscious competence is. A toddler sees an adult walking, and for the toddler it's absolutely magical that this person can balance and keep walking. And we can learn that with any skill at all. Now, I'm constantly learning new things about training, about marketing. I tend to look for ideas outside of the driver training industry, because that's where the new ideas are. I tend to look for cutting edge ideas from business, from other areas of training. But one of the things I noticed a long time ago, in terms of running a small driving school, I found that if business started dropping off, as soon as I noticed that business started to drop off, something would happen. Something would happen within me unconsciously. I wasn't really aware that I was doing it. But without making any special effort, I'd notice over a week or two, business would start to pick up again. Now, it wasn't coincidence. I've noticed this. I can track patterns back over the years. And indeed, as late as 2009, some of you might know that I've been quite poorly through the winter of 2008, 2009, undergoing a course of treatment, which thankfully the treatment is over. I'm feeling a lot better and on the way to recovery now. But my business dropped off a little bit through the winter simply because I wasn't having input. And as I started to get back into the office, I found that I was naturally doing things that started to stimulate business again. And a lot of these I was doing without even thinking, just being prompted with answering email, just doing all sorts of things that started to stimulate growth again. This is a kind of unconscious competence, and it's a level of competence that I want you to gain with various skills, training skills and business skills that are driving your business at the moment. And this is one of my main aims through the Smart Driving Gold area. So, we've looked at various aspects of competence, various aspects of skill, and what causes some people to perhaps succeed and gain the unconscious competence, where other people never really make it or never even recognize that the skills are out there to be learnt, and always try to absolve responsibility, to push the responsibility onto other people. My aim for all Smart Driving members, and especially for Gold Circle members, is to make sure that you're not one of those guys, to make sure that you understand the art of the possible, that you understand how other people have succeeded, and that you understand you can succeed yourself both in a recession and do even better when we sort of come out of recession, which incidentally will bring us not into the old world again. It's going to bring us into a new way of getting and doing business, because the fittest that survive will be better than the people that used to be out there that we used to compete with. The way that Gold Circle will aim to do this is it will follow very much the trends of the Smart Driving normal member site, but it will go into a lot more detail. For example, what might be 600 words in a weekly email in the Smart Weekly about a topic will be expanded to 4,000 or 5,000 words perhaps in an audio recording, with more detail and examples and so on and so forth. So that's Gold membership. It's helping you become better at what you do. It's helping your business become better than it already is. And in fact, it's an investment in making money. In brief, what I'm doing is selling money to people, selling money to you. You pay me some money, you put in a bit of effort, and in return, you multiply your investment. You buy some money. But it doesn't work by magic. It doesn't work without your input. So if you think that perhaps paying me a year's subscription and joining Gold Circle is the answer to all your problems, well, you're probably right. But if you think that I can do it without your help, I'm afraid that's not how it works at all. I'll put in my 100%, but you'll have to put in your 100%. So, if you're listening to this as a new Gold Circle member, welcome on board. If you're listening to this as a prospective Gold Circle member, what are you waiting for? Whatever your reasons for listening, thanks for listening today, and until I speak to you again, keep driving safely and keep building your business. Bye now.